Adventures of Jungle Jim. An exciting radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Seizing a Japanese truckload of captive Malayan girls, Jungle Jim and his group of trained guerrilla fighters freed the girls and sent them safely back to their native village. Then, disguising themselves in the women's clothes, Jim and his men boldly drove the truck towards the nearby town. On the outskirts, they found a fugitive young Dutchman, Dietrich van Rintelen, whose knowledge of English is limited to the language of Shakespeare. But Van Rintelen became their willing guide, for his sister is virtually a prisoner in the town, completely at the mercy of her vicious Nazi husband and his Jap colleagues. Guided by the Dutchman, Jim and his men staged a commando raid on the local residents. Now, as the infuriated Japs send up reinforcements, Jim and Van Rintelen frantically search the mansion for the Dutch lad's sister.
Avant, Sir Jim. My sister's chamber lies beyond yon staircase.
All right. Lead the way, Van. Mac, you and the Aussie cover the side entrance. Thompson, you take the back of the house.
Haste is of the essence, Jim.
I know, Singley, I know. But I promised Van would help his sister out of here.
No help own selves out, plenty chop chop, plunge him.
Mary, look here, coming through the window.
This tummy gun will change their mind.
All right, now come on. Which way, Van?
Just straight ahead, forsooth.
You stay here in the hall, Colo.
The door's closed, Jim. The Nazi may be lying in wait beyond it.
Step aside while I kick it open.
That fire will get your son and harm to my poor sister.
We'll know soon enough now. All right, stand back.
Take care, good sir.
Empty. The room is as empty as my nephew's head, Jim.
Yeah, it might be a trick.
Forbid to shoot, I beg you.
I know, Van, I know. Oh, Singh. Cover me while I take a look in this closet.
Spring back the moment you open it, Jim. That boy, remove yourself from the line of fire.
That I will, and smartly, too. How now?
No. Nothing. Nothing in there but a lot of Nazi uniforms.
What a pity they are empty.
You positive this is the room, Van?
In latter days of nothing am I positive. And yet my sister's gowns I see like banners strung beyond the bed.
Well, it's a sin she wasn't downstairs.
Nor any Nazi either.
And we lack time to search this cursed place.
I'm sorry, Van. Would have helped your sister if we could, but...
Front in. Make chop-chop. More chops come.
Okay, Colo. Sing, I guess our best chance is the roof. We can't hold them off, but we can take a lot of them with us.
No got long reason, Juan. You got wrong.
Why?
Other stairs down this side. Sergeant Matt find them.
Oh, back stairs.
Oh, come on. Plenty dark. Colo lead way.
You go ahead, Van. I'll be right behind you.
Alas, that I have doomed you to no good purpose.
We're not doomed yet, Van.
Nazi boy, speak truth, Juan. Him be wasting time, so us not get away.
The words from thy tongue are as ugly as thy wretched face, sir.
By and by, Colo stangle, Nazi boy.
Listen, we'll settle that later. Right now, we gotta find out where these stairs lead.
Door, here.
Must be the ground floor.
These stairs continue beyond the landing.
Oh, so there's a cellar. Shall we take a chance?
The cellar offers as much hope as the roof, Jim.
Okay, Singh. I'll get the others.
Run, Jim. You careful, Twan.
I know. Open the door and stand back. Look out, Jim.
Out of the way, Nazi boy. Him be still coming, Sing Lee.
Come, son. You're the fellas. Sergeant McGovern. Bring that Australian and follow me. That's it. Out this way. Watch the Thompson behind you!
Come quickly!
That's it. Follow Cole. Down the stairs. Hurry!
We're mid-20.
I'm coming. Don't worry.
You have the flashlight. Use it.
Married to Doc and set in his pocket here.
Hey, you're right, but look the walls over first because...
Jim, behind you!
Well, did I finish him, Singh?
Assuredly. If you are shot, did not, that fall down the stairs has broken his useless neck.
But wait. Perceive you yonder passageway?
Passageway?
Where?
Look, you.
The flashlight, Thompson.
Now, what do you suppose that have a...
Get back! Get back! More Japs down passage. More nasty boy tricks.
Now, may all the saints in heaven...
Quiet! Quiet, both of you. Let me take a look at that passage.
Knife! It's a knife!
I see a Dietrich. Is that you?
Dietrich! Come here!
Yeah, and we don't dare shoot back for fear of hitting her.
Must got to shoot back, Twan Jim.
Nay!
Koru speaks truth, Jim. We cannot remain here. The Japanese will discover us.
Is my sister then to be forsaken?
Faced with a heartless choice, Jungle Jim evades the accusing eyes of the doomed girl's brother. We'll follow the plan his nimble wits evolve in just a moment. Now, back to the desperate decision that confronts Jungle Jim.
I pray you, Jim, let me attempt to reach my sister.
Fain you wouldn't last 2 seconds.
Nor will the rest of us once the Japanese descend those stairs.
Well, there's only one thing to do.
Good. Shoot way down passage.
No, Kolo. As long as there's a chance of saving Fan's sister, we've got to take it.
We no got chance.
Yeah, there might be. I'm the one who promised Van would stay and help his sister. Otherwise, we'd have been safely away from here by now.
Good, my leech. Tis I who am to blame.
First time Nasi boy speaking truth.
Save it, Cole. Since I'm the one who got us into this jam, it's up to me to try to get us out.
Committing suicide will not help us, Jim.
Yes, I realize that, Singh. Oh, Cole. Give me a hand with this dead Jap here.
Why? No understand, Prince.
You will. Come on. Hold him up.
Use Jap like shield, eh? him not weigh much.
That's all the better. Now, if I can hold him in front of me with my left hand. That's it. Good. Leaves my right hand free to handle the pistol.
What been Fritzl?
In sooth, 'tis the cursed name of my sister's unspeakable husband.
All right, let me pass, Cole. And wait here for my signal.
Not waste shots, Twan.
Don't worry, I won't.
Knife! It might be Dietrich.
All right, Mr. Fritzl, have your fun.
Fritzl, I say you. Oh, you're hurting me.
Not much further now.
Jim, are you all right?
Okay, so far, Sing Lee.
Go back, stay where you are.
Okay, wise guy. Drop your gun, drop it. All right, if that's the way you want it. Come ahead, Sing. All clear now.
You're guilty. He's dead.
Well, from what your brothers told me about the way he treated you, don't try to tell me you're sorry.
No, I loved him once, but that seems a long time ago. If I weep now, it's for relief and thankfulness.
Trina, leave it, Trina. These men are friends, to help us, are they here?
Yeah, I know, Dietrich.
The more suitable time for a happy reunion when this place is far behind us.
Oh, Trina, I'm glad you speak English. Tell me, do you know a way out of here?
This passage leads to a bomb shelter the English resident built long time ago. From there, I can lead you to safety.
Then I humbly suggest we start. Our ammunition is deplorably low, and we must replenish it before thinking of our other problems. Once away from here, our chances of success will multiply like rabbits.
The sun rises like Phoebus in the east.
I hope you are accustomed to my brother's English, Jim.
Well, it's a lot better than my Dutch history, Trina.
How much further been supply cave, Singly?
Not far. It is one of several we prepared as soon as we arrived in Malaya.
The sun soars high, and with that go our spirits.
Maybe so sunlight help Japs find us.
Well, once we get to the cave, Sing, what's our next move?
The shortwave wireless in the cave will give the answer.
Oh, wireless, eh? Boy, you thought of everything.
No. Not the possibility of being handicapped by a white woman of dubious loyalty.
There's no truth in what you say, but I can see the justice of it. I will prove my loyalty, never fear.
You are proving it may be the very thing we should fear, if it is loyalty to our enemies.
Faith, and are we to be condemned without a trial?
No one's condemning you, Van. I happen to believe you. But I can see why the others are more skeptical.
They'll make some trend here.
You will see the cave beyond it if you look carefully behind these fern plants.
Can't see a thing. These ferns are so thick.
Just this side of the banyan tree. Stop, Golo.
Ferns plenty thick. Need knives.
Okay, cut them away. We won't be using this cave again anyway.
Forsooth, 'tis a small place for so much importance.
Yeah, how do we get in, Sing? Crawl in like lizards?
One moment. Stand back.
Why? Something wrong?
Your flashlight, Thompson.
Toss it over, Tom. Here you go, Sing.
Thank you.
Look. For Jim. Food cases in there.
Also, ammunition. Also, the wireless.
Well, let's go then.
No. This cave is a death trap.
Then what?
What means this?
Observe, Jim. I myself prepared this cave for just such an occasion as this. Luckily, I am here to prevent our men from using it.
No understanding.
When I left, I stretched a thin but strong thread across the cave. Observe. The thread is broken.
Maybe so animals been here.
No, Colo. I left the food cases on top of the ammunition. And now, as you see, they are on the bottom.
Perhaps some friendly neighbor.
No, we both know better than that, I think. The Japanese know about this place. Perhaps you, Dutch girl.
Only Japanese knowing. Then what for them leave stuff for us?
They left more here than they found, Colo. Were we foolish enough to open those cases, we should blow ourselves to bits.
Booby traps, eh?
Well, then how are we going to... Listen, Sergeant Mack, that's our danger signal.
Danger signal?
Yes. It means a Jap patrol is stalking us. And here we are with no ammunition.